Queen, suffering from bone marrow cancer, was devastated by Harry and Meghan's betrayal, report by Jack Montgomery on December 3, 2022. The late Queen, suffering from bone marrow cancer and with her husband at death's door, was left devastated by Harry and Meghan's betrayal of the family, reports have claimed. With the impending release of yet more tell-all tales from Prince Harry and wife Meghan in a Netflix documentary and the former's upcoming biography, Spare, the other side of the story is beginning to emerge. With details of the Queen's final months being revealed by sources and a biography of the late monarch by Giles Brandreth. Brandreth says in his biography that the Queen was suffering from a form of myeloma, a type of bone marrow cancer which left her fatigued, losing weight, and increasingly less mobile, reports to the Daily Telegraph. A newspaper close to the British elite which claims it has spoken to a number of well-placed sources to piece together a picture of what really happened in the final weeks and months of the Queen's life, according to Associate Editor Camilla Tominey. The late Queen not only knew the Duke's health was failing but also her own. It became clear that she was on borrowed time as she began to tie up loose ends. That's what made Harry and Meghan's behavior doubly difficult to deal with. The timing could not have been more insensitive. An insider is said to have told the paper, the Duke in question being the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, who was enduring a long hospital stay and, as it turned out, weeks from death when Harry and Meghan trashed the royal family in an interview with talk show host Oprah Winfrey. The Telegraph further claimed that, according to those who knew her best, the Queen was left devastated, bewildered, and disappointed by Harry and Meghan repeatedly undermining an institution that had given them so much. The prince being almost entirely unremarkable on his own merits and Meghan being only a minor television actress in her late 30s before marrying him. But both now enjoying millionaire influencer lifestyles and an enormous public platform as a result of their royal links. In his biography, Brandreth suggests the Queen was concerned that Harry was perhaps a little too in love with Meghan. The once infamously politically incorrect former soldier having become a cringingly woke activist since their marriage, with another royal biographer. Tom Bower, suggesting that the monarch was relieved her grandson's wife did not attend her husband's funeral, telling an aide, thank goodness Meghan isn't coming. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.